Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
And we're back. Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. Wow. That was
what special. A riff.
That was our special guest tonight, Axl Rose.
Axl Classic.
Doing the bumper intro to Free Talk Live. That's right. Yeah,
we're Chinese demo crazy.
6-3-2-8-3-6-1-6. Are you guys correct? Yep. Before we go on, I must say thank you to Glenn.
I say Glenn
because he spells his name with two N's.
Oh.
Glenn.
And there's no last name here. Some people put in, you know, sometimes it's initials, sometimes it's a weird phrase, but most of the time it's names, and Glenn is definitely a name that just, you know, to differentiate
Glenn, two N's.
From all the other Glenns with one N, I just thought I'd go Glenn.
All right.
Anyway, Glenn is a platinum.
Three names.
Glenn is a platinum level amplifier.
Ooh,
wow.
What is that? $50?
$25.
Thanks, Richie. So what is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, you can go over to amps.freetalklive.com, and you'll see it's a Patreon type of a page where you can donate some money to help get this radio program that you're listening to onto more radio stations. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And that's literally what you're doing. You're advertising, marketing, promoting, and supporting us in our quest to spread the message of liberty, freedom, peace, and prosperity via this radio program, our podcast, and, you know, all the live streams and all that kind of stuff.
The TikTok channel.
There's something. Yeah, someone's doing something.
MySpace.
Really? I don't know.
Real MySpace?
Be interesting to see if, like, I know the website still exists.
It's been sold so many times,
and like there are some people who still have, like, there's like some photos, but it's all been rearranged. You can't like customize like you used to be able to or whatever. It's all very homogenized and generic looking now. But that's interesting. Anyway, Glenn,
I'm curious if my login still works.
Wow.
Anyway, Glenn is a platinum level
amplifier.
Thank you. Yes. Supporter of this program. And you can be a supporter of this program, too. We only ask for $5. That's the silver level. So if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics, the perspective of freedom, peace, liberty, and prosperity that we bring to the airwaves, please consider supporting us over at amps.freetalklive.com. Again, we thank you, Glenn, for your platinum level contribution. amps.freetalklive.com.
Whose car is beeping? Is that me?
No. Well, it stopped, so let's just...
Sometimes, we shouldn't have silence like that, but yeah. Sometimes I will move my key around in my pocket the right way,
yep.
And it'll
hit the alarm.
So I was just checking to make sure that was not the case.
Well, it also stopped, so I was just going to ignore it and keep going. I was like, I also was reaching just in case me, but it stopped.
Man, do you guys remember when there was only like one cell phone ringtone?
Cell phones
like were first coming up. Yeah. Like where I was, I'm trying to remember the name of the company. It wasn't T-Mobile. It was, I think they had a V. It wasn't Verizon. It was, anyway.
AT&T.
Yeah, somebody.
US Cellular.
Somebody. I don't remember. But like I was in a group of people.
Sprint.
It was not Sprint. But at any rate, I was in a group people. I was in a group of people.
It's the walkie-talkie one.
Yeah.
Like a phone rang
and
everyone reached for their phone to look and see if it was them.
You know, we're kind of back at that stage.
How so?
There's a lot of people that don't change their default ringtone.
Yeah.
So if you have an Android device or an iPhone, right? It's, yeah. You'd leave it.
I got the T-Mobile ring.
At one point in time, it was like, well, I've got a different ringtone for mom and a different ringtone for dad.
And you can put a song in there.
I got songs. I got my callback ringtone. Yeah. So you hear music when you call me.
Right.
And it was like, this is too much. Remember, you get paid for ringtones? It's like, $0.99 for a ringtone.
Yeah, you'd have to buy a ringtone.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Microtransactions ahead of their time. And now it's like, I just, whatever the phone came with, man, I'm not changing.
I keep mine on silent probably 99% of the time.
My phone also never rings.
And my texts are on silent.
Yeah, all of the sounds are off. The only sound that my phone makes is my alarm.
Yep.
Hmm.
That one is on specifically because, happened to me a couple of days ago, too. Like, somehow the volume for the alarm got turned down.
That's another reason why I prefer the iPhone over Android, because I've had volume issues with older Android devices.
Really?
And I've never had a problem with my iPhone alarm going off.
I've had only Android since there was Android to have.
Yep.
And I've never had a problem with that specifically.
Okay. I've missed alarms on Android devices.
A couple days ago. Yeah. I miss alarms, but I'm a heavy sleeper.
No, this is not because I slept through it. This is because it didn't go off. The volume, magically went down.
Well, interestingly enough,
tied to it.
When it happened to me, there was a notification. It was like, missed alarm. Your alarm volume is at, four.
It'll tell you that.
Yeah, it told me that in the missed alarm notification. I was like, why is my volume at four?
It's why? Never been I didn't there change before. It.
Yeah, I totally didn't change it.
But. Software update. And you're the only person I know who doesn't have a cover for their phone.
That's because when I put the cover on it, it doesn't fit in the pocket right.
All right.
Yeah, I wear the...
But he also never drops his phone either.
Okay.
That's not true. If you look in the bottom right-hand corner, you can see some crack in there.
We were doing a video at work. A couple of coworkers and my boss was going to take a pie in the face, so I had my phone set up on a tripod to video it.
Like Bill Gates coming around the corner?
No, the wind blew, and it took a tumble. I'm like, a good thing I got it in the case.
Mm-hmm.
Because it,
that's
bumps
a serious
case
you got there.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it's a serious phone, man. I'm messing around.
Where are you going to make a case out of everything?
to protect the device. I have broken cases on, my other tablets and other phone. And
are violent.
It's not on purpose. I'm clumsy. I'm not violent.
He'll throw his phone at
things.
Richie's out there. He's got a box full of cell phones. Chuck them at cops.
Yeah, they're arranged.
Check this ringtone out.
I'd go berserk in a rage room.
With phones?
Is that anything?
Is that an escape room except for rage?
No, you just smash stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I mean.
At the fair, you can put $5 and you can hit the car and smash the car up.
It's a whole room.
Are you familiar with the escape rooms?
Yeah.
I've never done one, but so you get the idea. You find some clues and figure out how to get out, right? Instead of that, you can't get out until after you've smashed everything.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's no escape policy. You just smash it in for however long you paid for. How long do you want to be in here? We'll just load it up with enough breakables.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I wonder how much that would cost. I want to get business now.
I've always said, I don't want to get into construction. I want to get into demolition.
Destruction.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You're going to pay me to break things? Let's do this.
Right? Yeah.
I'll bring a crane over.
Yeah. Give me the wrecking ball.
Yeah.
While we still have time this evening, I want to mention this. It's a headline from Fox 8 out of South Carolina. South Carolina fines $1.8 billion, but doesn't know where the money came from.
Wait, they found it?
Oh, okay. I thought you said fines, issuing a fine.
No, they found. Yes.
Okay.
South Carolina has collected about $1.8 billion in a bank account over the past decade, and both state and private accountants are still trying to figure out where the cash came from and where it was supposed to go.
It was an embezzlement scheme, and the guy died.
This is like Office Space, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we set up a program where it just rounds up
to the nearest penny.
To the nearest penny and puts it in the bank account.
Oh, I missed a decimal. I always do that.
Quote,
so stupid.
It's like going into your bank and the bank president tells you, we have a lot of money in our vault, but we just don't know who it belongs to, said Republican Senator Larry Grooms, who is leading a Senate panel investigating the problem.
They can't trace it?
They can't just hire a guy. They have to lead a Senate panel investigating the problem.
There you go.
They have to put together a panel.
The Blue Ribbon Commission. Well, didn't you, you know, all the money that comes into the to the town, or what is it? Is it South Carolina, the state?
Yeah, state of South Carolina.
It all, it all comes from the taxpayers, just...
redistribute it?
Yeah, just send it all back.
Take a page out of Jesse Ventura's book, cut everybody a check.
Right.
Well, okay, also, I'm sure that, like, when the last deposit was made, right, where do, can you trace it to that bank account?
I don't know.
Right? Don't they have records of where money's coming to and fro?
You would think that because bankers and government are so in bed with each other that, this kind of thing wouldn't happen.
I mean, if someone's just making recurring deposits, right, like Office Space.
Yeah.
But they know where it's coming from. It's going from here to there, and then you trace it back. Like, if we're going to say follow the money, right? You know where it is now. Where was it was prior? Where was it prior? And then continue that, you know, investigative work.
Well, check the blockchain.
This is just the latest trouble with the state's books and the two agencies, typically led by elected officials that are in charge of making sure government accounts stay balanced.
Officials,
government accounts balance. Sorry,
I mean that's generally my problem with accounting, is that they must balance.
Yeah,
and I learned that earlier. This is where I lost the rails in college accounting, where they go like, well, sometimes there's just gonna be, it's just not going to balance. And what do? You just create an account called like bad debt allowance, and you put it over here, and now it balances.
Now it balances. Right.
I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do well in accounting.
That's probably what happened here. They were just like, where do we put this $1.8 billion?
It's got a balance. You just put it over there.
Yeah, we've overtaxed the citizens. I mean, so put it over there.
Like, let's just say this is money laundering or embezzlement at the state level, right? Which is my opinion, right? Like, I think that that's what's going on here. Somebody screwed up.
Got caught.
And, well, kind of, right? Like, it hasn't gotten caught yet, but, like, they made the accounts
known. Well, they
found
the stash.
They found the stash of money.
They dug up the treasure chest of stolen gold.
Right, yeah.
They don't know who it belonged to.
Yarr. Last year, the elected Republican Comptroller General, the state's top accountant, resigned.
Oh, there you go.
After his agency started double posting money in higher education accounts, leading to a $3.5 billion error that was all on paper. The problem started, what else is it going to be on?
A computer?
The problem.
A remarkable tablet.
Right. Yeah, there we go. The problem started as the state shifted computer systems in the 2010s.
Okay.
So they're just coming up to like 1999 level. No, that's 2010.
It's probably a Y2K problem right there.
The latest
still
issue,
running Windows XP.
The latest issue appears to involve actual cash and elected Republican Treasurer Curtis Loftus, whose job is to write checks for the state.
What a job.
Investigative accountants are still trying to untangle the mess, but it appears that every time the state's books were out of whack, money was shifted from somewhere into an account that helped balance it out.
See? They're just making it up.
Cooking the books.
No, they're not cooking. This is how accounting's done.
Right. If it doesn't balance,
you got to find a way to balance it.
Right. And you then move it stuff over here, around move it over there. Yeah. We balance the budget.
Politics really shouldn't come into play. People prefer their accountants not be crusaders, Groom said Tuesday, just after the Senate approved putting a constitutional amendment before voters to make the Comptroller General an appointed position. The proposal now goes to the House. Like, the last thing you want to do is make this person, this accountant, a politician.
I mean, it's like doing inventory at a retail place, right? You're like, well, we're supposed to have 6 pens. We've only got 5. What do we do? Well, you don't add a pen. You just change the 6 to a 5, right? Now we've got the right amount. It balances.
It balances. Where's that other pen gone?
It doesn't matter. It balances. We're balanced. The account balances. We created this account to make sure that we balance, because that's what you do in accounting.
Right.
Whatever caused the bank account errors has not been rectified, and if there are records showing where the $1.8 billion came from, they have not been shared with state leaders. Quote, it does not inspire confidence, but the good news is no money was lost, unquote, said Republican Governor Henry McMaster. McMaster, that's right. A politician
McManager.
Named Master.
McManager.
A McMaster even.
Yeah.
He got his master's degree from McDonald's University.
In Dublin.
Loftus has said he invested the money in the mystery account and made nearly $200 million in interest for the state. Why would he do that? Which led to questions about why he didn't let the General Assembly know money that they either set aside for state agencies or might have been in a trust fund was just sitting around.
Because he was going to collect the interest later or the funds.
Loftus said that wasn't the job of his office.
Oh, my goodness.
Not my job. Not my job.
I just balance the books. I don't know what they do with the money after I move it from account to account.
I saw $1.8 billion sitting there and thought, I'll take some risks and invest it in some stuff. Yeah. Oh, look, I made another $200,000.
$200 million. Right.
Hooray for me. Aren't I a cool dude? No, you're supposed to account for all of that.
Yeah. At the same time, though, like the guy said, they didn't lose it. It's not like, you know, it's not like it is being embezzled.
Or did they use that money for other investments that also made money?
Off the books.
I don't know.
They're only telling you about some of the... Of the money they made.
I wonder if they have to pay taxes on that $200 million. Would they?
Capital gains, I mean, man.
If you were wealthy enough to like have enough money to set aside and live off the interest, that's the ideal situation.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if he has this money invested, like he's investing the public's money and just skimming the interest off of it for his personal gains, right?
Yeah.
The comptroller general is attempting to shift responsibility to clean up its mess to the treasurer. Loftus wrote in the March 14th letter to Grooms that also set a timeline to answer the questions in just a few weeks was impossible. They can't even answer questions.
Impossible.
Loftus said his staff spent thousands of hours researching the account and that the comptroller general's office has refused to meet with them or share information.
Yeah. But again, the state's not in debt, right? They're not running a deficit. They've got a surplus of $2 million, and they could reissue it to the taxpayers. But how would you divvy that up if this has been going on for a decade?
This is, I mean, Captain Obvious to us, right? But also funny that like this was written by like, you know, a local South Carolina Fox News affiliate.
Okay.
An audit of how the treasurer's office and the comptroller general's office communicate found they don't do it well.
They don't do it well.
Like, duh. You expected them to like come out with a high rating for communication? Mm-hmm. My God. The treasurer hasn't answered detailed questions from lawmakers, but has posted statements on social media where he said he was being politically attacked and was having blame shifted on him. Blah, 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 the drama. No. Finger point.
I mean, you made a mistake. Like now, you're being held account to it,
right?
Like anybody at any job who made a $2.2 million mistake. Where'd the money come from? That's all we want to know. You're supposed to have both sides. You know what comes in. You know what goes out. Where's this one?
So the bottom line here: legislative leaders and the governor want to wait for some definitive report before tapping into the account.
Well, we've investigated ourselves and found that we did nothing
wrong. Right, put the Blue Ribbon Commission on
now
there.
Now let's go spend that $1.8 billion.
Yeah.
Let's go shopping, guys. Come on.
Infrastructure programs.
Yeah, we're going to give grants out to all the towns.
Raises to themselves.
Raises to themselves.
$1.8 billion just shows up out of nowhere in an account that is obviously the state's.
Over time, like over a decade.
Yeah.
Why can't I have those problems?
So anyway.
Well, because if it happens to you and you go spend it, then you're in trouble.
Yeah. Right?
They will accuse you of theft, and you will then owe the bank back for the error. Mm. This is not Monopoly.
So there's that. There's this one, too, from thegazette.com. Former University of Iowa hospital employee used fake identity for 35 years.
Oh, man. If you get into this one is nuts.
Is it?
Yeah.
In 35 years, I mean, are you still fake after 35 years?
Yeah, because the other guy still exists.
Right. Oh. What is real in this case when it comes to names? I get that question all the time. People introduce me as captain to other people. And yeah. Captain, what are you a captain of? Myself, you know? It's always my answer. And it seems to be working out pretty well. Nobody really questions me about it. Yep. Like, oh, you're not the captain of yourself. Well, I mean,
yes, you are.
I mean, it depends on the bureaucrats and what they do. Right?
If you're trying to take ownership of me, we're going to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you'll find out what kind of captain I am, you know.
Captain Kickass.
Yes.
A former University of Iowa hospital employee pleaded guilty Monday to federal charges that he had been living under another man's identity since 1988. I mean, classic, Steve. Classic.
Yes, that's me. Yes.
I'm asking you because, like, this guy, I mean, geez, man, that's a classic maneuver.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
He's been
faking it till he's made it.
Now,
he didn't make it, though.
Now, 1988, you got to remember there was no internet. Right? There were
no cell phones.
There were no cell phones.
Barely,
it might have been like car phone.
Yeah,
like
the bag.
The brick.
The big old brick, yeah.
Big old brick.
And it was, you know, $5,000 to just buy one, and then I don't even know what the monthly on that
$2 a minute.
Something
like that.
But in the olden days, it was much easier to do this kind of thing. I remember as a teenager reading some books. There was a place called Paladin Press. They would publish a lot of informational books you would find in, like, Soldier of Fortune magazine or Taekwondo magazine, stuff like that. And they had all sorts of books. The Anarchist Cookbook was one of them that they would carry. They also carried, like, you know,
I have a PDF of somewhere.
How to assume
that reader.
How to assume somebody else's identity. And it would be that basically you go to your clerk's office, your town, city, whatever, and you request a death certificate because death certificates are publicly available. And you just pay. Here's $20 or whatever. Give me a death certificate. Mm. And you take that death certificate to the birth certificate office and you go, yeah, I need the birth certificate. Yeah, here's the death certificate. And you pay, right? And then now.
$10 or whatever.
Yeah, huh? And then now. You just assume the dead person's name, their social security number, if they had one, all that kind of stuff, and that's how you become. I don't know how this guy did it, but that book was advertised to me. Here's how you do it. And they would
here's
give, like,
how you do it.
$10. The tease summary about like how you go here, you go there, you do that kind of stuff. So, like, subversion manuals were sort of Paladin Press's,
Charles Atlas books. Charles Atlas.
He apparently caused the other man to be falsely imprisoned for identity theft and sent to a mental hospital.
Wow, it sounds like squatters or like...
Dude literally squatted another dude's identity.
Yeah, squatting IDs, yeah.
Matthew David Kearns, 58, was convicted of one count of false statement to a National Credit Union Administration insured institution, punishable by up to 30 years in a federal prison. I was going to say.
I want the restitutions for the guy whose identity he stole.
And one count of aggravated identity theft punishable by up to 2 years in federal prison. Kearns worked as a systems architect in the hospital's IT department from June of 2013 to July of 2023.
It's always the nerds.
When he was terminated for misconduct related to the identity theft investigation.
He was rounding up one penny
in the basement. Putting it in a count in South Carolina.
Sent to South Carolina.
Although a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa states Kearns was an administrator at the hospital, a hospital representative said he was not a senior leader in the organization. We talk more about this guy who stole an identity, used it for 35 years, and caused the original guy to be committed to a mental hospital here on Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Big donors turning out at a huge campaign fundraiser for Donald Trump in Palm Beach, Florida, Saturday night. The event expected to take in $50 million. That's way more money than President Biden raised at an event with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. That event taking in $25 million. Donald Trump on his social media platform, Truth Social, writing, "It's the biggest night in fundraising of all time. We will double up the Biden number of last week at Radio City. People are desperate for change. They want to make America great again." Explanation point. Today marks 6 months as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on. It's the result of Hamas slaughtering 1,200 Jewish people at a music festival and at their homes. It is believed 99 hostages are still alive and being held by Hamas terrorists. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
What? Do the thing.
And
we're back.
I screwed it up.
It's like three words, man. Get it together.
Let me guys knock something over just now.
No, I just knocked my phone.
Oh, okay. I heard a...
Not your phone. It's my phone. Don't worry.
Who's the girl in the photo?
iPhone?
That's Angie.
Oh, okay.
Off-grid Angie?
Off-grid Angie.
Sometimes host here on Free Talk Live, or at least a couple times. Yeah.
Just making sure.
It is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich. I didn't have a really good angle. I just saw a female.
We could talk more about this guy who, man, he's somebody else's identity for 30-some years.
Squatter.
In just a moment. But first, I want to go
to... How long do you have to keep the identity before it like just becomes yours?
Right. Yeah, you become the guy.
Yeah. I mean, how long do you think Zorro had to claim he was Zorro before people recognized him as Zorro?
I mean, so everyone got a Z on their forehead?
Okay. Let's go to Gigi calling. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
And Captain.
I have a question for our listeners out there, as well as the three wonderful hosts this evening.
Okay, yes, she's talking about us, Steve.
This week, I should clarify, commemorates the 30-year anniversary of the genocide in Rwanda. Since 1994's genocide in Rwanda, we've seen numerous examples of genocide around this globe.
Uh-huh.
And earlier today, I was at a social gathering talking to people that I assumed were educated with various initials after their names,
okay.
Plural.
Uh-huh.
And when I posed this question, they just sat there, gaped in wonder. And I got really pissed off, really, really angry,
okay.
That people could be so uninformed and, what's a good word, uncaring? If that's apathetic, maybe that's better.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Ignorance and apathy.
Yes.
I don't know and I don't care.
I remember I was 16 years old. I heard the famous Holocaust survivor and Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel speak publicly, and he said, don't blame the Nazi Party. Don't blame democratic elections that got him into office. Blame apathy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that. And now I am much older. I try to maintain being informed. And it really hit me earlier this evening thinking, boy, these people that I was trying to talk to didn't know a goddamn thing about what I was talking. So I said, how many examples should I give?
Yeah.
The world has learned nothing. And then I even included, and this is my own opinion, people are free to vehemently disagree with me. I also said, in my personal view, Netanyahu and the IDF are guilty of genocide against Palestinian civilians. And the look that was given to me, and then somebody called me a self-hating Jew, and I was really livid in my reaction. The nerve somebody to call me that, and the nerve somebody not to simply say, I disagree with you.
So let me point something out real quick, Gigi, because you brought up the Rwandan one, right, and the now the Gazan one.
Yes, sir.
While you've been on the phone, I just Googled, like, list of genocides, and there's a Wikipedia page devoted
yes.
to it.
And there's
right.
tons of examples.
There's tons of examples.
Yes, sir.
So which ones am I supposed to, like, deeply care about?
Global society.
Well, I get it, but again, my question is, which ones am I supposed to deeply care about? All of them? Do I have that kind of time?
Are they all equally significant, the fact that they're all enumerated as examples?
I would say no, they're not all equally significant. Most of them are insignificant to me personally.
Why?
Because I'm apathetic, right? There's no way you can expect me, an individual, to care about all of these genocides. What am I supposed to do? What's my next step? Okay, the Gazans are being genocided by the Israelis. What am I supposed to do with that information?
I wouldn't say Israelis. I would say Netanyahu and the IDF, because there are thousands and thousands of Israelis demonstrating against it.
Okay, well, fine. Netanyahu and the IDF, right? What is my next step? What am I supposed to do with that information? How do I demonstrate that I care?
I can't answer that for you. That's an individual choice.
Yeah.
If you choose to do anything or express yourself, I just feel that, I guess, my own feeling, because I was a professor of international relations, these things are important and interesting to me. And as a girl that grew up learning about the Holocaust, I learned, and I see, like in Rwanda, the technology of gas chambers and crematoriums were not present, machetes and machine guns. However, millions were killed in such a short period of time. So has the world really learned anything? Because, like you said, lots of examples, Bosnia, Sudan, Yemen, Gaza. I mean,
I don't think
we've learned anything.
No, we haven't. As a race of human beings, no, we haven't, because this list is long
and before
and vast.
The Holocaust, in my opinion, the Nazis saw what the Turks did to the Armenians.
Yeah. And the Holocaust isn't even like the big one, right? Like King Leopold in the Congo, like, dwarfs it as far as numbers of individuals killed in it. But that wasn't Europe. That wasn't, you know, the killing of European people.
Or like Mao killing
whitewashed, right? Yeah.
If Rwanda had any natural resources that other countries wanted, they would have stopped it. They would have prevented it.
Understood, but your general claim was that people are too apathetic.
No uranium, no cobalt for cell phones.
Yeah. Again, your initial claim was that people are too apathetic when you were discussing the Rwandan one and now the Gaza one.
And I see that history hasn't changed itself, just the players.
We learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past.
Well, and
well,
also,
I feel like that example on Kung Fu when I was a kid, I used to love to watch with David Carradine.
Yeah.
Grasshopper, learn.
Kane.
On this show, I think we still do, right? As far as United States foreign policy, we would advocate that of non-intervention.
Certainly I would.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
So even if the IDF and Netanyahu are like massacring the Gazans, right? The United States as an entity, as a government, collection of goons and whatever, right? Ought not interfere. They ought not have interfered in Germany for the Holocaust. Right, they ought not have interfered in Rwanda if they had.
Well, and if people who do care about these things, if they care, fine, get on a plane, go and do something about it. Mm. Right, I say this about politicians too. Right,
yeah.
Politician, if you have a problem with the politician in another country,
get over there.
Get on a plane, get over there, and duke it out with him yourself.
Well,
don't send
you gentlemen this question then. Do you really believe? And I say this to our listening audience as well this evening, that Janet Yellen is in China again. She's been there several times representing Biden and the United States of America. Do you think it's because possibly the United States is very nervous and maybe jealous that China is building and constructing and exporting? And God forbid another country should outdo us.
I mean, China's been the go-to place for manufacturing for years now, so I don't think that's as big of a deal breaker as anything else, right? But if it is, they just simply put tariffs on imported Chinese goods until it's as expensive to buy Chinese imports than it is to buy domestic.
Love to go shopping at Walmart as opposed to another store.
If they didn't devalue the dollar, you wouldn't have as many people shopping at Walmart.
You can walk out of Walmart with a shopping cart full of stuff for under $100.
That's changing.
And also, I would like to point out that mankind has shown through all of history that mankind appreciates a freak show. Walmart has a reputation of being the freak show. Have you ever seen peopleofwalmart.com?
That is a great website.
Anything like that, right? So people go to Walmart not just for the cheap goods, but also
the entertainment
for the human freak show the rest of humanity, right? And like, I seriously think that that is on purpose. I think that's part of Walmart's marketing strategy is to be the circus so that people keep coming to shop there.
Yeah, come for the goods, stay for the freak.
You guys crack me up. Captain, one last thought, sir.
Sure.
This past week, I know how much you love a good pot roast. I cooked for my Jeffrey a delicious pot roast with all the fixings and trimmings.
She's rubbing it
and
in
I
now.
And I must say to every man listening out there
totally
who appreciates a woman who's a damn good chef, I outdid myself.
I sit here in jealousy.
Well, I've told you many months, if I wasn't married...
A pool of envy.
Yes.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking all my questions.
Gigi, thank you for listening and calling. We'll talk to you again soon. Feel free to call another time as well.
Hot roast. All right.
Brisket specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can make these things. Yeah. Yeah.
Pot roast, yeah. Roast pot.
I mean, you know, a little pot before the pot roast makes the pot roast taste
roast
even better.
Pot, yeah.
Pot roast is one of those things that, in my opinion, also tastes better the second
day. Oh, yeah.
Right? The leftovers, yeah. Like after you put it in the fridge, you know, maybe
because it congeals a little more and then you cook off the extra steam.
Something happens and it just becomes a little bit better the next day somehow.
Mm-hmm. THC infused cooking oil?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Captain, I don't know.
Now you're talking.
All right.
I pass on grass.
Can I just put a straw in it and drink it like a shake?
Sure.
Make a smoothie.
Add some of that. There'd certainly be a smoothie at some point if I drank a whole bottle of weed infused.
We get back to our number two story.
It's bottling up afterwards.
All right. So this guy used this fake ID for like 35 years. Let's see.
This guy.
Kieran used Wood's identity in every aspect of his life, including obtaining employment, insurance, and official documents, and even paying taxes under the name.
I mean, you would have to, because if you can obtain employment, they would take them.
According to a plea agreement signed by Kieran's. In 1990, Kieran's obtained a fraudulent Colorado identification card with Wood's name and birthday. He used the ID to get a job at a fast food restaurant. Excuse me.
Whoa. It's the pot roast.
It's the pot roast coming back. used to get a job at a fast food restaurant and to get a Colorado bank account. He bought a car for $600.
Whoa.
In 1991.
Well, yeah.
Using Wood's name with two $300 checks that bounced. He drove the stolen car to Idaho where it broke down and he abandoned it. He withdrew all his money from the Colorado bank using an ATM in Idaho and then left the state.
This, again, is what Captain was saying earlier, right? Like, without the internet, the state-to-state hopping in ID much easier to do.
Yep.
Very much so.
They weren't as connected back then.
Right.
An arrest warrant was issued for Woods in Colorado because of the stolen car, though documents don't indicate whether Woods was arrested at that time. It wasn't the first time Kieran's had stolen a car. When he was 16, he stole a car after running away from his adoptive parents' home in San Francisco. He was arrested at the time in Oregon under his own name, but never appeared in court, according to court documents. In 1994, 6 years after he started using Woods' name, Kieran's got married. He had a child whose last name is Woods. Yeah. In 2012, 24 years after he started using Woods' name, Kieran's fraudulently acquired a copy of Woods' birth certificate from the state of Kentucky using information he found about Woods' family on Ancestry.com. Mm. Right, that's how he answered the questions.
Yeah.
What was your paternal grandparent's middle name? Or
well, it wasn't him that was answering the question. I mean, keep reading. It was the other guy,
right?
Who couldn't answer because the correct answers weren't what was on file because the thief
changed it.
Had changed it.
By 2013, Kieran's had moved to Eastern Wisconsin. He started his IT job with UI Hospitals and worked remotely. He earned more than $700,000 in his 10 years working for the hospital. In 2023, his salary was $140,501, according to the hospital. He obtained multiple vehicle and personal loans from Iowa credit unions under Woods' name between 2016 and 2022, totaling more than $200,000. He also had money stored in a national bank under Woods' name, court documents state. Woods' arrest. In 2019, the real William Woods was homeless, living in Los Angeles. He went to a branch of the national bank and explained that he recently discovered someone was using his credit and had accumulated a lot of debt. Woods didn't want to pay the debt and asked how to know the account numbers for any accounts he had open at the bank so he could close them. Woods gave the bank employee his real Social Security card and an authentic California identification card, which matched the information the bank had on file.
Now, it doesn't say, I don't think the article says, like, if any of this led to him being homeless at that time. Mm. Right? It could be a coincidence, but if they're like, if they're checking like employment status and like, you've been all over the place.
Yeah. Well, it says he didn't have a driver's license. He had an identification card.
California identity, authentic California identification. Yeah. Right. If you don't have a driver's license,
you could still get a non-driver's license ID.
Yeah, from the state. And in fact, the state rather insists that you have one in lieu of a driver's license. You know, when they demand your ID, stuff like that.
Okay.
But because there was a large amount of money in these accounts, the bank employee asked Woods a series of security questions that he was unable to answer. Because he didn't open the freaking accounts, right? The bank employee called Kieran's, whose phone number was connected to the account. He answered the security questions correctly and said no one in California should have access to his accounts. The employee called Los Angeles Police Department, and officers spoke with Woods and Kieran's. Kieran's faxed the Los Angeles officers a copy of Woods' Social Security card and birth certificate, as well as a Wisconsin driver's license Kieran's had acquired under Woods' name. The driver's license had the name William David Woods. David is Kieran's real middle name, rather than William Donald Woods. When questioned, Kieran told an LAPD officer he sometimes used David as a middle name, but his real name was William Donald Woods. Wow. The real Woods was arrested and charged with identity theft and false impersonation under a misspelling of Kieran's name, Matthew Kieran's, spelled with an A instead of an I or something like that. Because Woods continued to insist throughout the judicial process that he was William Woods and not Matthew Kieran's, a judge ruled in February 2020 that he was not mentally competent to stand trial, and he was sent to a mental hospital in California where he received psychotropic medication and other mental health treatment.
I'm the real Woods. No, you're not.
Yeah. I'm not Quaid. I'm Cohagen. Anyone? Total Recall?
No? Yeah.
Okay. All right. In, like, first of all, imagine, you know, being you, and then...
It's tough.
It's tough.
I know, right? just try. Just bear with me here. Just try. And then you find somebody else using your identity. And so you go into a place, and you're like, hey, I think somebody's using my identity on these accounts. How can I close them? Because that guy's not me. And they go, well, can you answer these security questions? And nope, you sure can't because you didn't open them.
Yep.
And that results in you getting chucked into a mental hospital and prosecuted for identity theft yourself.
Yep.
I mean, probably if you're going to, you know, open a bank account, at least be familiar with the people who work there, maybe so they know you.
It also doesn't say how he came to acquire the knowledge that these bank accounts existed.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, he found out the bank accounts were open in his name,
yeah,
and he went to inquire about them. And
maybe he just ran, like, his credit report or something.
Could have been. Like you said, the other guy ran up substantial debt and he wanted to, you know, whatever.
Because you get, like, you know, a free one from each of the reporting bureaus every year or something.
Sure.
If you know how to work the system. In March of 2021, Woods pleaded no contest to the identity theft charges. What's the difference between that and not guilty?
Well, no contest is guilty, but without as harsh a penalty.
No contest. So
kind of like a reverse plea deal?
I mean, it's usually attached to a plea. So no contest means, like, I'm not going to fight this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to get in the ring, is what he's saying.
Right.
Okay. All right. And they did mention a plea deal.
Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't even go to court. He just says no contest, and it's settled.
It's effectively guilty without a guilty verdict.
Oh, without taking it to court.
Gosh, if I'd have just read the rest of the statement, it says Woods pleaded no contest to identity theft charges, dash, meaning he accepted the conviction but did not admit guilt.
This is if Richie wrote the story.
He was sentenced.
I've been to court, man.
He read this.
You could just plead no contest, and it'll all go away.
It's like accounting.
He was sentenced to 2 years imprisonment with credit for the 2 years he already served in the county jail and the hospital and was released.
I wouldn't give that guy credit.
He was also ordered to pay $400 in fines and stop using the name William Woods.
That's it. $400 $400 after getting a guy imprisoned.
2 years.
Stole his identity. Well, yeah, but that was time served.
He did not stop. Who is it? Morgan Freeman. But he did not stop. Woods continued to attempt to regain his identity by filing customer disputes with financial organizations in an attempt to clear his credit report. He also reached out to multiple law enforcement agencies, including the Heartland Police Department in Wisconsin, where Kieran's lived. Woods eventually discovered where Kieran's was working, and in January 2023, he reached out to the University of Iowa Hospital Security Department, who referred his complaint to the University of Iowa Police Department. University of Iowa Police Detective Ian Mallory opened an investigation into the case. Mallory found the biological father listed on Woods' birth certificate, which both Woods and Kearns had sent an official copy of, and tested the father's DNA against Woods' DNA. This test proved Woods was the man's son. So finally, nice. some sort of
go back progress. And sue California.
Right. On July 17, 2023, Mallory interviewed Kearns. He asked Kearns what his father's name was, and Kearns accidentally gave the name of his own adoptive father. Mallory then confronted Kearns with the DNA evidence, and Kearns responded by saying, "My life is over, and everything is gone."
After 34 years.
I quit.
He then confessed to the prolonged identity theft, according to court documents. Kearns was taken into custody in July of 2023 and charged in Johnson County with false use of a birth certificate and providing false identification information. He pled guilty August 14th to false use of a birth certificate and another charge was dropped. He was sentenced to 20 days in Johnson County Jail with credit for time served. On August 29th, a complaint was filed in federal court against Kearns. He was indicted on December 12th. On 5 counts of false statements to a National Credit Union Administration insured institution and 2 counts of aggravated identity theft. He pleaded guilty Monday to 1 count of each charge, and the other counts were dropped. A sentencing has not yet been scheduled.
Okay.
Kearns is currently in the custody of the U.S. Marshal Service.
I feel like it's got to be more than years. Right, he was like, well, 6 months on each count.
I mean, you start by doing this birth certificate, death certificate thing, and then like, oh, I got away with that. Like, let me see what else I can do. And then you just keep going and going, and like, I've been in this for 30 years.
All of this because he found his stepdad's Soldier of Fortune magazine.
Exactly.
And sent away for a book.
$10. Send now.
He thought he was getting sea monkeys, but no.
Oh, that's how X-ray glasses. X-ray glasses.
Yeah. Oh man!
See through anything. Yeah. Did you guys get sea monkeys when you were?
Yeah,
they're just brine shrimp.
They're brine shrimp.
That's, okay, that's all it is. Yeah,
I never got anything like that.
It comes in like a packet, a little Kool-Aid packet looking thing, and it's like yeast. It's just dried up or whatever.
Okay,
and then you put it in water, and then they like rehydrate and come to life.
They
start swimming around. Yeah, they look like little tiny seahorses or something like that. And the ads for that in the comic books had you believe in, like, these are going to be, like, half man, half shrimp, right? Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you to all of our callers. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you, Richie Rich and Steve Classic.
Thank you
for joining me tonight. If you missed any part of tonight's program, find the archives over at freetalklive.com under the Resources tab. Thanks and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.